everybody. This is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
You debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How's everybody doing today? I'll tell you, it's a great life if you don't weaken, isn't it? You know what? It certainly is. I'm a little discombobulated today. I got up a little late, and then I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. Then the website was down, and I'll tell you, it's always something. You know what it really is? It's always something. There's always something crazy going on in everyone's life, isn't there? You know, the BO was in town here. Those of you listening to me out in your neck of the woods, I actually am in Philadelphia, which many of you know that by now. I've mentioned it several times. And the BO, President Obama, I like to call him B.O. B.O. was in town yesterday, and he was at a wind turbine plant, a Spanish wind turbine plant, I think. It was owned by a Spanish company. I guess there aren't any companies here that are owned by Americans that could make wind turbines. I know it's a difficult technology to master. I'm certainly sure it is. It's probably up on par with brain surgery, don't you think? Tough thing to do, wind turbines. Anyway, somebody in the audience had complained to him about the cost of gas, and I guess Mr. Obama, B.O., was laughing. He thought it was kind of humorous, and he said, well, maybe, you know, if you're only getting 8 miles to a gallon, you better just trade in your car. Isn't that just such a smug kind of answer there? You know, just trade in your car. That's all. It's simple, isn't it? Isn't it simple for people who are struggling to pay gas, high gas prices, to just trade things in? Oh, you know, that would be such a simple solution, wouldn't it, if everybody could afford to do that? But we know how the cash for clunkers worked out a year or two ago, don't we? That didn't work out real well. In fact, we are destroying vehicles and created an increase in the cost of used vehicles. But we don't want common sense or logic to enter into the discussion with anything with the BO. But I thought it was kind of interesting, and one of the articles I was reading was B.O. had said, a future where America is less dependent on foreign oil, more reliant on clean energy produced by workers like you. And, you know, I was thinking about that. The energy we're all going to be producing is we're going to be walking, so it'll be walking energy, and we'll be riding our bikes, so it'll be biking energy. And I know I had mentioned this before, but one of the towns near me, they even thought that having a rickshaw, riding around in a rickshaw and pulling a rickshaw would be a good way to decrease our energy consumption. So I think maybe those are some of the modes of transportation that Barack Obama refers to. What do you think, huh? That'll be the energy we will be producing? Oh, it's going to be wonderful. I can tell, really. Honestly, I don't know why I have such a negative opinion of everything that these people are doing who are pushing this green globalist agenda. I don't know why. Maybe I'm missing something here. Am I missing something? You tell me. You guys can call in. The number is 877-254-7524. And you tell me if I just don't get the big picture here, that somehow I don't think riding a bicycle around carrying like 5 bags of groceries is going to be a lot of fun. Maybe I don't want to walk to the grocery store that's 2 miles away. I don't know. Could be just me. I must be one of those selfish Americans who just doesn't get it. Listen, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can contact me, go to my website, shoot me an email. I am always looking for sponsors and advertisers, so if you want to advertise on this show, connect with me, and I will hook you up with the people on KHNC who can make that happen for you. Call in, 877-254-7524 is the number. And, of course, I've got another great guest lined up for today, and we're going to bring him on in a couple minutes after we go to the first break, but he knows a lot about unions. funds because he had to spend over $1 million fighting off the assaults by the Service Employees International Union. So that's going to be a real interesting conversation. I've actually had David on my show previously, and lots of good information. See, Dave is a truth redistributor as well. You know, I like to call myself a redistributor of the truth because, of course, I know that the truth will set you free. It's the lies that enslave you. It's not going to be the truth. So I consider myself a truth talker, and I admire people who do the same as well because I think we're rare birds out there in the flock of birds that flies around. I would say the ones who tell the truth are the rarest indeed. So, you know, it's I was thinking about, again, with Barack at that wind turbine plant here outside of Philadelphia, and, you know, how he's says he's doing all he can do, right? Well, how about let's drill in Anwar? Let's drill in the Gulf of Mexico. How about the billions of barrels of oil in North Dakota and Montana? That would do a lot for the economy there. Thousands of jobs would be created if we would start to do that. What about that? And I know here in Pennsylvania, well, of course, there's Marcellus Shale, which is natural gas. But I think the first oil rig in the whole United States, I think it was drilled. I think the first oil well was drilled here in Pennsylvania, if I'm not mistaken. But there's billions and billions and billions of barrels of oil here in our own country that if we didn't have the green Nazis out there trying to prevent us from being prosperous, we would be able to drill for these natural resources. And, you know, here's the funny thing. I was thinking about it with where oil's concerned. You know, they say oil is bad. Well, doesn't oil come from the earth? I mean, isn't it a natural thing? So, I mean, how bad can it really be? Think about it. Oil is in the ground. It's from Mother Earth. I don't know. I think they've been lying to us. I think oil's a lot better than they're pretending that it is. I don't know what they have against oil. I think they have something against freedom and liberty and prosperity and opportunities for people. That's really what I think it's all about. I think that's the problem with all these leftists who are pushing this globalist agenda. That's what I think. The green Nazis just don't like the fact that you're free. And they have figured out that the way to enslave you is to use the environment as their methodology, and they're very adept at it. But you know what? I think there's more people who are waking up to the scam of global warming. So, hey, listen, good thing for us. We're going to break. When I come back, my guest will be on the line, and you will be in for a treat. Believe me. We'll be right back, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rotten, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you want to contact me, you can go to my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Again, that's theunsolicitedopinion.com. I'm always looking for sponsors and advertisers, and if you'd like to advertise on a great radio station, then get a hold of me, and I will connect you with the people at KHNC who can make that happen for you. And they have a large audience, and it reaches several states, and that whole geographic part of the country, that geographic area. So, hey, and it streams live on the Internet, and I have people listening, quite frankly, who are going to my website from all over the world, so you never know who you might reach. So it might be a good thing to consider, and I'll tell you, listen, we're truth redistributors here on KHNC, so as I say, the truth will set you free. Now, I am thrilled to welcome my guest. His name is David Bagel, and he is the CEO and president of Executive Management Services Incorporated. And he is also the author of a book entitled The Devil at My Doorstep. And the website for that book, plus he has a blog as well, is called devilatmydoorstep.com. Welcome, David. How are you?
I'm doing great, Maggie. How are you doing?
No, you know what? I'm surviving reality, Dave. It's always an interesting thing.
Yes, it is. And, you know, you're talking about the truth, and that's one thing that we have to continue to get out. And, of course, as you know from our last conversation, that's why I wrote the book, because trying to get people to understand what's really going on behind the scenes and not what the media would have you believe.
No, exactly. Dave, let's talk a little bit about what happened to you. You've got a business, and then you were approached by, or approached, I'm going to say assaulted, because approach sounds like a gentleman's handshake, and that's not really what transpired at all. But the SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, tried to get into your business. So let's talk about what happened with that.
Well, yeah, you know, in a way, on their part, they wanted it to be a handshake deal. back in starting 2005, they contacted me, and we're in the commercial cleaning business, the janitorial business, and we operate in 36 states. And but they were trying to organize janitors in Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Columbus, Ohio. And they came to me and said, you know, we can help your employees. And I sat down with them. I said, great, if you can help my employees, tell me how. Well, of course, they didn't have anything to give me except for a neutrality agreement. And for your listeners, a neutrality agreement is the same, or was actually where they got the grand idea for the Employee Free Choice Act, or card check. And they said, okay, we want you to sign this. And in this document, real quick, you know, it eliminates the secret ballot election for organizing. It puts a gag order on the employer, excuse me. It has some language in there to accelerate, you know, negotiations. They will write a letter to your employees telling them that basically that you as the owner are in favor of the union and that you have to sign. And the worst part of it is that you have to give them a list of all your employees and their home addresses.
And
of course,
wonderful.
So what they use that for is, you know, it's not an election anymore, it's card check. So they go to the homes and beat on the doors and push their way in and intimidate these poor people into signing union cards.
And they did that with some of your employees.
Yeah, they did, even though I told them I wouldn't sign the neutrality agreement. And this is what people don't understand. These people are thugs. They don't, you know, I offered to have an election. I said, you know, let's have an election. If you guys win, I'll live with it. If you lose, leave us alone. And,
right.
They said, no, you don't understand. We want card check. And I said, well, I'm not going to sign. I think that's morally wrong. And they looked at me at that point in the meeting. They said, well, we like conversation, but we embrace confrontation. We're going to attack your employees, your customers, and you in the next 90 days, which resulted in about a four-year war. And, Maggie, it's just sad that people and Americans don't understand what these people will resort to. I mean, you know, they were following our people home, beating on doors, forcing themselves into their living rooms, trying to intimidate them into joining the union. As they walked out of the buildings at night after cleaning, they would assault them and intimidate them. try and bribe them, and at points, just like one lady here in Indianapolis, they just told her after about 2 months, sign the damn card because you're going to be union whether you like it or not. And,
yeah.
You know, it's sad. Most Americans don't think other people will do these things, but they do.
Now I know what that's. See, that's the thing, David. The American people have always been such a trusting, truly believe in a handshake and a gentleman's agreement, and truly try to do things. They don't hit below the belt. They play fair. And so we are under this misguided notion that all the people in this country do the same, or 99.9% of them, and we always give people the benefit of the doubt. And that's one of the problems, is because we do that, and you get burnt by that, you know, time and time again. Of course, I think it's in our nature, David, and so people don't think that these things are really happening unless you watch the news and see the type of things going on in Wisconsin, or if you looked at some of the reports, which weren't on the mainstream media, but you could see it on YouTube, where some union thugs would be knocking people over who went to Tea Party meetings and that kind of thing. But you're right, Dave, most people don't think that this is going to happen to them.
Well, they don't, and you know, you mentioned Wisconsin, and I have a unique perspective of all this now, because all the things that you see going on in Wisconsin, the rallies and the signs and the picketing and you know, pushing people around and making threats against the governor and other people there, are the same things we experienced, of course, on a different scale. You know, I can sit back and say, "Yep, I knew that was coming." And, you know, everybody else is just appalled that things like this do happen. But
yeah,
the truth
yeah.
is they happen every day with businesses across the country.
Yeah, I know
every
that.
Every day.
I know that. And that's the thing that people have no idea. They see, the leftists, David, love to play one group against the other. It's a divide-and-conquer strategy that they're employing. And, you know, right now, anybody who has a business, well, they're the big, bad, evil corporation, which, of course, we know is not the truth, but that's how people are painted. They are painted with these false descriptions, and that's what people buy into, because they are not wise, because they have been truly, they've dumbed down in our educational system, so they don't even understand. Christ, half the people, I don't think, can even write out a check. To be honest with you, I really don't. They just can't do those basic things, let alone understand something that's on a little bit more involved level. So,
well, that's true, and I've told many people, and you know, I've spoke at universities and that, and I've talked to college presidents. And one of the things that I think hurts us as a country is in our education process, we don't teach business as a requirement. You know, we have math and English and all that stuff, but because we don't teach business, people don't really appreciate and understand the free market system. And I think it's something we should really have, because people don't understand why you have to make a profit, you know, what your costs are and your margins and cash flow and all those things. And I think it hurts us when we address some of these things that are going on in this country now with the budget and, you know, the deficit and, of course, what the unions are doing. And the other thing, talking about the unions, a lot of people don't understand. And quite honestly, I was naive before the SEIU came after me. But the unions spend so much of the membership dues and pouring it into politics. It's just absolutely incredible. And then they reelect people that will, you know, pass laws or negotiate collective bargaining agreements that are in favor of the unions. And so we have this cycle that is perpetuating itself by a small percentage of the population.
Yeah, it's a never-ending thing. It's just amazing, David. These types of things, you know, even FDR, I'm talking about Wisconsin. Now, you're a private business, and
right.
Unions, if unions and private businesses want to join forces, or I don't even think joining forces, that's not even the correct way to put it. You know, if employees at a private business decide that they want to have a private vote, a secret ballot, and they decide to want to form a union and have a union come into wherever they're working, that's one thing. But if you look at what's going on with Wisconsin, with public sector employees' unions, there is a bottomless pit to the taxpayer pockets. And even FDR, who's the hero of the leftists, and even he realized that it would be impossible to have public sector unions because the the politicians would give them anything they wanted because they wouldn't be paying for it. The taxpayer would be paying for it, so they could promise them anything, and it wouldn't matter. All they wanted to do was get reelected.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why I say it's a perpetual money pump is what it is, and you know that's where the unions. The reason unions are fighting so hard is because their membership ranks have declined significantly. You know, they represent less than 12% of the workforce today, and you know, they're dinosaurs. They're trying to avoid extinction. And they're putting up this tremendous fight, and they say things like, oh, well, you know, you're going to ruin the middle class, and you're against the working guy, and all that stuff. And I'm here to tell your listeners that is not true. The truth is that the unions are the ones that ruined the middle class, because they took the steel industry and the auto industry and other industries to, you know, such great labor cost that they actually created a super middle class at the expense of jobs. And we're seeing it today. You know, we're losing jobs, and we've lost manufacturing jobs all over the country. And for the expense of some super labor rates. And people have to understand that these guys are going to fight for every nickel they can get through membership dues, and they're going to do anything they can, and they're going to say anything, and people have to look through what they're saying and understand that these people are not being truthful. They're misconstruing the truth.
Well, you know, even these Democrats in Wisconsin who left the state so that they would avoid doing their job that they were elected to do, one of them, David Cheatham, I think is how you pronounce his last name, he compared his walking out of Wisconsin to leaving the country for service in Afghanistan. Now, what an insult that is to our servicemen and women who are actually on the battlefield, and they're doing their job. Whether you agree with those words or not, it's irrelevant. That's beside the point. But this Democrat from Wisconsin, maybe you heard that, David, that he compared their exodus from Wisconsin as that was as admirable as someone leaving the country for Afghanistan. These people, their whole thought process is so misguided, and misguided as being kind. I can think of other adjectives, but I can't say them on the air, Dave. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I am aware of that, and I'm glad you brought it up, because, and that's kind of where I was going with my last statement, is that these people misconstrue the truth all the time. They misrepresent things, and they try to make themselves look good through statements like this. And part of the problems is I think that most people have, and the conservative politicians have, is that they won't stand up and debate these people and say, look, that is absolutely wrong. Because I had to do that with the unions. I mean, they were out doing the same type of things with my customers and my employees. And I went and met with the customers and the employees, and I said, look, what they're saying is categorically untrue. They're misrepresenting the truth. And here, go look at it yourself. And when I did those things, employees and customers alike, you know, they understood.
Right.
But our politicians today, and I had lunch yesterday with five senators, state senators from Indiana, and I told them about my story, and we got into the politics of it, and I said, you know, we're having the same problem here in Indiana that Wisconsin is. We've had, rallies down at the state house. We had the Democrats in the house walk out and all that. I said, you guys got to stand up, and you got to start not attacking these people, but, you know, challenging them with the truth. Say, what you guys are saying is absolutely categorically not true. This is the truth, and the citizens of Indiana, here, go verify what we're saying. But conservatives normally won't do that, where the liberals will.
Yeah, well, the conservatives need to find a backbone, Dave. They need to find their spine again.
That's what I'm saying, and I told these guys yesterday, I said, do you remember the movie Christmas Story, where little Ralphie goes up and punches the bully in the nose? Now, I'm not advocating that you physically do that, but you have to do that in debates, and you can't just sit back and let them get away with saying all these things, because unfortunately, a lot of people will listen to them.
Yes, they will, because they're none the wiser. And unless you stand up nose to nose to them and fight back, you're going to be trampled upon.
Well, that's exactly
right. Listen, Dave, hang on. We're going to go to break. We will be right back. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, everybody. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Hi, this is Bev Parker. Did you know in ancient times essential oils were used for cosmetics, perfume, and medicinal and hygiene purposes, all to promote health in a safe, effective way? Are you interested to learn how to use essential oils in the care and keeping of your loved ones? These topics will be discussed during the doTERRA Essential Oils free workshops at the Ranch Event Center in Loveland on Thursday, April 7th. Workshops begin at 2 p.m. with basic oils and aroma touch. At 4, we'll have fun with essential oils and cooking and gourmet chocolate making. At 6, first aid and emergency preparedness. Door prizes will include doTERRA's Aroma Touch, Beginner's Trio, and the Family Physician Kit. So whether you come to one or all three workshops, you can begin your essential oils journey on Thursday, April 7th. Free gifts for those who RSVP and for those who bring a friend. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789. Or email me, bev@rockymountainessentialoil.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And you can go to my website. It is three words if you want to contact me, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Again, that's theunsolicitedopinion.com. I am always looking for sponsors and advertisers, so if you like the truth as I do and you want the truth to continue to be redistributed, as opposed to, as Barack Obama loves to do, redistribute your wealth, then I suggest that you contact me, and I will hook you up with people on KHNC who can help make that happen for you to advertise on my radio show. So go to my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and contact me. And the website for my guest, who I'm speaking with, is David Bagel. His website is devilatmydoorstep.com, and that is the title of the book he wrote. So, David, let's talk about the book that you wrote, Devil at My Doorstep. It's an apropos title for a book, I think.
Yeah, it is. I wish I could say I was the one that came up with the title, but the gentleman that helped me co-write it's the one that actually came up with it one night, and he was pretty excited. But, yeah, I think it's important to relate some of the stories in that that went on. And just briefly, again, as I said earlier, the SEIU came to us and, you know, wanted us to sign the neutrality agreement. And when I said no, they said they were going to attack us. And so immediately they started doing some of the things that, you know, you've seen on TV in Madison, the big rallies with the signs. And one of their favorite ones, if you look at the union people, is it's this shame on it. And I saw it on TV in Madison, but they used those against us. They had picketers in outside our buildings. They would harass our people as they come out at night. They filed almost 50 unfair labor practices against us with the National Labor Relations Board in about a 12-month period. They filed OSHA complaints. They enlisted clergy to come in and do sit-ins in the buildings and block the doors and go and see our customers. They'd send letters to our customers and the tenants degrading us, and you know, just, it's called death by a thousand cuts. It's what they refer to as a corporate campaign to force business owners to break down, capitulate, and sign the neutrality agreement so they don't have to have an election. And I'll tell you a couple quick stories for your audience.
Hang on one sec, David. I just want to give out the number again in case there's some callers out there who are listening. 877-254-7524 if you want to join this conversation. You have that question for David Bago. 877-254-7524. I'm sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. You know, I told you one story about the lady that's come out at Market Tower here in Indianapolis, and you know, they kept telling her, you know, we want you to sign this card, and she says, no, I'm happy with my job, leave me alone. Then they started offering her money, and she refused it. She was so scared we had to have our supervisors walk her out at night, and she actually had a police officer intervene one night too because she was scared. And this went on for a couple months, and we know this, by the way, for fact, because we finally, in an appeals hearing, subpoenaed a bunch of information, and there's an affidavit in there from her that told this story. But anyway, this kept going on, you know, the intimidation and the pressure and that. And finally, after a couple of months, one organizer went up to her and said, look, you're going to be union whether you like it or not. Just sign it.
Yeah,
she did.
Yeah. Well, you know, Dave, that makes me think of these, I saw something on the news that these different businesses in Wisconsin, the unions are telling them, well, if you don't put this sign in your window that we support the unions, we're going to, you know, tell everybody to not do business with you. And the one woman said, I don't know what kind of a business she had, but she said her sales have, I believe it was tripled, because of the people who are not in support of the unions, but are in support of freedom and liberty and free enterprise, where you can do business with whoever you want to do, and you don't have to be intimidated by thugs such as these union thugs. And that's exactly what they are, David. These kinds of intimidation tactics, scaring a person who's just going to their job and wants to just do their job and be left alone, that's thuggery. That's not the American way. That's something you find on the street. That's a thug.
Well, you're exactly right. And the unions today aren't, you know, they don't go out and break your arm or shoot people. What they're trying to do is intimidate you psychologically. And you know, they tried to ruin our business. They tried to get our customers to boycott us. They'd go in and have meetings with them and say, you know, if you don't get rid of EMS, we're going to continue to picket your buildings and, you know, harass people coming in and out of them and stuff like that. Yeah, we do a college in Cincinnati where they filed an OSHA complaint. And by the way, all the complaints and the unfair labor practices that were filed against us were not filed by any employee. They were all filed by union organizers.
Yeah, and that speaks volumes, David. These aren't your employees who are on your payroll that are complaining that you're being unfair to them. These are these hustlers, these union hustlers, who are trying to shake you down, who are making these false accusations, who are not in your employ and have no idea how you treat your employees.
Well, that's right. And this instance with OSHA in Cincinnati, we clean a college there, just a regular college, it's not a medical school or anything, and they filed a complaint that said we were forcing our employees to carry human body parts out in bags at night. And that next afternoon, they had organizers in the streets of downtown Cincinnati passing out flyers saying we are being investigated for this. And it was all untrue. I mean, OSHA dismissed it immediately. But these are the things they do to try and make companies look bad. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people look at that and say, oh, well, God, that must be a bad company. They don't look at it and say, the union is just feeding us misinformation.
Exactly.
And we need to wake people up to this fact, because and we need to get on the offensive. We got to get people motivated to go out and say, we're not going to put up with this stuff anymore.
Exactly. And people either you know what, you're going to stand on your, you're going to die on your feet, or you're going to die, you stand on your feet, or you're going to die on your knees, because that's what's this is what things have come down to in this country, David, that there is it's going to either, the American people will prevail
and truth and liberty and freedom will prevail, or it won't. But if you don't get in the fight and you don't stand up and speak out against these different injustices that are plaguing us and these assaults on our liberty, which are occurring on a daily basis by these leftists who just want total control, then it's sure to happen. If people don't get a spine, Dave, like you said, you were talking to these senators, they need to get a spine. They were elected to represent the people. They need to grow a spine. I'll lend them some of my spine if they need it, Dave. So next time you're in a conversation with them, tell them I'll come out and I'll help them find their spine.
Well, you know, it's funny, Maggie. And I told them a bunch of these stories yesterday as I sat at lunch talking to them. And a couple of them looked at me and said, can they really get away with this stuff? I said, absolutely, guys. Absolutely.
Yeah, and they have idea, Dave.
No, and this is the problem. It's an education process, and getting people. You know, by the time I got done with lunch with them yesterday, they were fired up. Now we'll see if they do anything about it or not. But you know, another story I told them, and your listeners need to hear this one because everybody believes their clergy are just great people. There's a group called the Interfaith Workers Justice Group out of Chicago. And what they basically do, they say they're for workers' rights, but what they do is they support union organizing campaigns in different cities. And here in Indianapolis, what they did is went out and recruited a bunch of clergy people to help the SEIU against us.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, they had sit-ins where they blocked doors, they had to be hauled off by the police and that. And they wanted to meet with me one time, and my daughter and I went, and my daughter was our HR manager at the time, sat down and meet with them. And the first thing the first guy said, a Methodist minister said, was, Mr. Bego, we want you to be neutral. And I said, well,
Dave,
I am neutral.
Thought, hang on one sec, Dave, because we're going to go to break.
Okay.
So hang on, everybody. We're listening to Speaking with Dave Bego, and we will be right back.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver's Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to join this conversation, the number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, you can contact me via my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Again, that's theunsolicitedopinion.com. So anyway, we're talking with David Bego, and he is the CEO and president president of Executive Management Services Incorporated, and he is also the author of a book, David Devil at My Doorstep. I was going to say David at My Doorstep, Dave, but it's devilatmydoorstep.com. And David, can they buy your book from your website, devilatmydoorstep.com? Where can they purchase your book, Dave?
Well, they can actually go to the devilatmydoorstep.com, and we've got it on sale right now, so they can get a good deal on it. And
okay.
Also pick it up at Amazon too.
Now, Dave, finish your what your point you were making before we had to go to break, and then I know we've got a couple of callers. So you were talking about the Interfaith Workers Justice Group out of Chicago. And, you know, I have to tell you, honestly, Dave, whenever I hear the word justice combined with workers justice, I always know that it's some leftist communist hustle being perpetrated on the people, because they love to use all these Orwellian terms. They love to paint themselves as something that they are entirely the opposite. And you know, it's just, it's amazing to me, David, the way they do it. They're very adept at it, though. I mean, they are students of Saul Alinsky, who was a communist radical, who wrote a book called The Rules for Radicals, and they are students of his, ideology, I guess is the way to put it. So they're very adept at what they do. They're very skilled at hustling people.
Well, you're absolutely right. And on top of that, they're very skilled at picking out the ones that they can indoctrinate very easily. They're very good at going and getting these people on their side. And that's the sad part. And this clergy group does the same thing when they recruit clergy in the areas where they're organizing. They get clergy that are either naive or they're committed to this type of program. And as I was saying, when we walked in and sat down, this Methodist minister looked at me, and he says, Mr. Beagle, we want you to be neutral. And I said, well, I am neutral. I've offered to have an election with the SEIU, and they've turned me down.
Yeah,
he says, no, you don't understand. We want you to sign a neutrality agreement. And I said, Reverend, with all due respect, have you ever read or even seen a neutrality agreement? And he says, no. He says, I don't need to. I need you to be union.
The next
one was a Catholic priest, and I happen to be Catholic, and I said, Father, you do understand that we pay better wages than the union does. We have as good or better benefits. We treat our people well. They have state-of-the-art equipment and supplies and all that. We really try to take care of our employees. And he looked at me and he says, Mr. Vigo, we don't care about the facts. All we care about is your union.
Yeah, the facts. Don't let the facts and the truth interfere with their agenda.
That's right.
Listen, Dave,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, would you like to take a couple callers?
Sure.
Okay. Let's hook up one of the callers then. Caller?
Good morning.
Hi, how are you? What's your question for David Bagel or your comment?
I like your program.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and it's a little ironic here, but you referred to the president as B.O., which are his initials, and I've been doing that since before the election.
And say that again. You haven't heard that since before the election?
No, I've been doing that since before the election.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
That's been my terminology, too.
Good.
And
like mine.
Isn't it amazing that Bill O'Reilly has the same initials?
Yeah, and, maybe there's something to that I never thought about before, but maybe there is something
Bill
to
O'Reilly
it. Bill O'Reilly and B.O.,
Riley.
You never know.
O'Reilly used to be Riley when he was in Denver on Channel 7 back
in the
80s.
He used to be Riley?
He was Bill Riley, not O'Reilly.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that, not only when he did the switch, but he was Bill Riley when he was on Channel 7 here. But anyway, a question for your guest. I was wondering, did the SEIU ever pressure your suppliers as to not supply you with your chemicals and equipment and maybe jack up their prices to you so it made it harder for you to operate?
Well, it's interesting. No, they didn't. Their whole emphasis was on our customer base, and because they knew that's where we get our revenues, obviously, to survive and do business. They didn't go after the supply chain at all, except for the fact that as they were picketing and that, they would block doorways and make life in general difficult.
Do you have another question, caller?
No, that's really what I was interested in, and I thought I'd comment on the initials.
Okay,
thanks so much
for calling, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
I would like to tell another quick story.
Sure, Dave, go right ahead.
Your caller here might enjoy it. But in November of 2007, or October, excuse me, in Halloween, they had kids trick-or-treating in my neighborhood, and we live in a pretty good-sized neighborhood. And as they got their candy, they were handing flyers out to our neighbors that said, House of Horrors, buildings, the EMS cleaned it. At night, or you know, the people are being abused and mistreated every night, and then they had thugs in cars driving up and down the street. So our neighbors were scared to death.
Oh, I bet they were. And you know what? That just is a perfect example of the means justify the ends as far as these radicals are concerned and these leftist people are concerned, David. They will stop at nothing to achieve their objectives, and they don't care who they use or abuse to make that happen. And that's a perfect example, David. It's just absolutely outrageous why you would manipulate the minds of young kids like that, and they have no problem with that. They think nothing of it. So that speaks to their character or lack of their character.
That's exactly right. It's sad. And they use young kids many times against us in picketing and that. They had little kids out in the picket lines carrying signs and that.
Well, they've had little kids over in Wisconsin as well.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a really sad thing that we're watching happen in this country, David. And that's why, you know, that's why you're standing up and that's why I'm standing up and speaking out against it, because we need to stop what's happening. This is an assault on the true meaning of what America was built on and based on. It was not on any of these, things that are occurring. America was built on principles of freedom and liberty and justice for all, not injustice and not, thugocracy. That's not what we were based on at all.
Well, that's exactly right. And your listeners need to know, too, that the SEIU is tied very close to BO, as you call him, and your caller called him, Andy Stern. And, you know, he's been in the White House more than anybody else in the first term.
Yeah, I know he has, and so has Trumka from the AFL-CIO. Yeah, they have lunch probably on a routine basis. They probably got a bedroom with their name on it there in the White House.
Could be.
Dave, hang on. We're going to be right back, everybody. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and this is our last segment, so we've only got a couple more minutes, and I'm actually not sure, Dave, we may have one more caller. We could take one quick question. I believe there may be one more quick caller, I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so is there a caller out there? They're hooking him up. Caller? Nope, I guess not, Dave. So, since I'm not in the studio, it's kind of difficult, plus I want to let people know, too, it's kind of hard for me to hear sometimes with this connection I have here, what people are saying. So I was struggling trying to hear my last caller, but I'm glad he calls him B.O. as I do too, Dave, because I just feel compelled sometimes just to, say the truth. That's all, Dave.
Well, that's right. And, these people are great at misdirection. And, I do want to say one more thing. I don't know if you saw this, but, last week, Glenn Beck broke a story about SEIU Stephen Lerner calling to bring down J.P. Morgan Chase and the stock market by organizing homeowners that were in default or close to default on their homes. And, this is the type of union these people are. They want to bring down America, and they're closely tied to the president. People need to think about this.
Yeah, they do. They need to understand the connection there. The connection is, it's a direct connection. It is a direct connection.
It is, and you look at unemployment, and our president's not doing anything about getting unemployment under control. He doesn't want to because he wants people to be dependent on the government and in turn have his minions like the SEIU do things like this to bring the government down and quite honestly take us towards socialism.
Yeah. Dave, I believe we have a caller. We can take one quick caller because we've only got a couple minutes left. Caller, are you on the line?
It's W. Goldwater here again, Megan. I hear the helicopters, by the way, from 6 miles up Sunshine Canyon. At the beginning of the show, you were suggesting to ride the bike 2 miles down to the store with a little basket in front, maybe?
Yes.
To haul in the groceries. I give the ladies of yours on the air a good idea. Get the latest model Fuji ladies bike.
Okay.
Fantastic. Yeah, that might save Japan. You know, they wouldn't have to waste
it. Yeah, that's a good idea. And it'll go real well in the snow, too, right? If you've got about 2 feet of snow, bikes are good for...
Yeah, you can put a little e-motor on there.
Yeah, and, there you go.
Perfect
idea.
And they've got real nice e-bikes. So check into that. But the ladies' model Fuji, that's where you get the easiest way, or the ladies get the easiest way their legs across the bar.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate that. We'll make sure I'll mention that again. Thank you so much, caller. I've only got another minute or so left, so thanks for calling. Hey, David.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, you know what? We might all be riding bicycles if they have their way.
I know.
Green people who want to put us back into the dark ages. Listen, David, I know I had asked you before, and I don't think you answered. Where can they buy your book?
It's at thedevilatmydoorstep.com.
Okay.
We have a sale going on, and you can also get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble also.
Okay. David Bagel, thank you so much for coming on my show again. Hey, keep your chin up high. I really appreciate it, and keep fighting the good fight, Dave.
Well, thank you, Maggie, and you too. We got to get the message out to save this country for our kids and grandkids.
Yes, we do. I agree. Take care, David. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, everybody, you know, if you want to get in touch with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. There's a contact button. If you want to sponsor my show or if you'd like to advertise on my show, get in touch with me. I will connect you with the station. Hey, everybody, listen. Keep your chin up. Better days are coming. We have people like Dave Bago in the world who are fighting for us. Listen, next Tuesday, 9 a.m., I will be back. Take care, everybody. Better days are coming.
Really? You know what Miss Gus said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble. Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain. Lullaby somewhere.
that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you fly beyond the rainbow.